From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Hurricane Nate strengthened Saturday as it churned through the Gulf of Mexico, threatening to power into the U.S. Central Gulf Coast to the east of New Orleans as a Category 2 storm after killing at least 30 people in Central America. The center of the hurricane, the fourth major storm to hit the United States in less than 2 months, is forecast to make landfall overnight between Slidell, Louisiana, and Alabama's Mobile Bay. Nate's outer bands will likely reach the U.S. Gulf Coast with tropical storm force winds on Saturday evening. Tens of thousands of protesters out in the streets of Spain were calling for unity after clashes erupted when Catalonia held an independence referendum ruled illegal by Spanish authorities last week. Spain's national police tried to stop people from voting, and 900 people were injured. Jacob Greaves has the details on the protests.
In the regional capital, Barcelona, on Saturday, people came out dressed in white to call for calm. The main message has been to urge further dialogue between Madrid and separatists.
Spain's Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has said he won't negotiate unless the push for independence is scrapped. Saudi Arabian King Salman bin Abdulaziz's groundbreaking visit to Russia this week saw billions of dollars signed in investment deals in energy and defense that will deepen ties between Moscow and Riyadh, despite their confrontational past. But analysts say self-interest and Middle East alliances will hamper the forming a deeper partnership. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media networks for stories, pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News.